Thank you for joining Just Around the Corner with Dennis Mansfield. As John Hay, one of the most famous men of the 19th century, once said, all the great prizes in life are just around the corner. Let's go there together.
Well, welcome to Just Around the Corner with Dennis Mansfield. I'm your host, and I'm honored each time on our podcast episode to come in and give to you slices of life that are meaningful. Sometimes we deal with very difficult things in life. We've dealt with life and death. We've dealt with a divorce. We've dealt with the idea of starting a business, working it through, and then ultimately having to shut down businesses. We've also talked about great successes. Well, today we're going to shift gears and talk about great successes, not just in business per se, but in life. My guest on Just Around the Corner for this episode is Kevin Jackson. Kevin Jackson, welcome to the show. I'd like to invite you in. Can you hear me well, and are we ready to rock and roll with this episode?
We're ready to go, Dennis. It's an honor to be called your friend over the last half a century.
Half a century. In fact, that's what the focus of today's episode is how do we, as individuals, maintain relationships with others that we knew when we were younger, knew at different times throughout our life, and then as we grow older, continue to have that opportunity to know them, to know her, to know him in a way that is marvelous because time allows us that opportunity. So, Kevin, let's start off with how you and I first met when you were 19 and I was just a young 18-year-old.
Well, it was a blur of a day. I would say the whole summer was encapsulated into that one day of what we called our day at West Point.
Our and day we at all, West Point.
Yes. And that's where in just about 10 hours, you come through, you get evaluated by a doctor, you take an oath, you get your hair cut, you learn how to march, you get yelled at, you get assigned a roommate, and all of that happens, and you're on national TV at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, being new cadets sworn in to serve our country. That's where we met.
On the plane at West Point. In fact, it's amazing because at that time, you had actually been in the regular Army and then went into prep school. Explain what that was, whereas I was just a civilian, or as the Army used to like to say, a stupid civilian who just came straight in. Tell us about your...
Well, I would admit it was easier for me because I knew how to shine shoes and wear a uniform. And boy, my heart went out to you guys that had just gotten there for the first day, and I've respected you ever since. It's a most difficult place to be. Being in the Army beforehand, enlisting during Vietnam, we knew about the Army. We knew about some things, but there was no way to prepare for that day at West Point. But I did have a leg up on you. But you know what? Within the first couple of days, we were all classmates, all the same. Yeah. And we've been honored to be classmates since with 900 other classmates.
It's really quite remarkable. When people hear about West Point, they think about the buildings, they think about the uniforms, they think about the haircuts or the, you know, the plebes with their necks up against the wall. They think about stress and strain and all of that. They don't often think about humor. You and I approached West Point with a perspective of, let's have some fun while we're doing this thing, didn't we?
Well, there were two words that really got me through. And the first one you just mentioned was humor. You have to laugh at yourself and you have to laugh with each other. But the other one is faith, Dennis. I couldn't imagine going through that without strong faith in God. And that was my guiding compass. And the humor and the faith drew people like you and I together. Yeah. And we had each other's back. We were there for each other through the tough, through the good times, the bad times, and we laughed in between.
Kevin, with your former military time, you knew that you would be making a career decision to go into the military once West Point was over for you. I came from a military family, but I had no real guiding light that said I couldn't wait to be a second lieutenant in either the Air Force, which is originally what my West Point liaison suggested that we could do at those times back in the early 70s, or go into the Army, which is what the bait and switch was when we finally did graduate, where they said, that Air Force thing, forget about it. They all should have been guys from Italy, Little Italy, forget about it. And in your case, you knew what you were getting into. Did you keep that in the forefront of your mind as you began to minister to and help other classmates who, like myself, weren't really quite sure what we were going to be doing?
Well, Dennis, one of the things in high school for me was I was in a junior ROTC program. So for years, we watched TV, we watched Vietnam, we saw the body counts, and we saw how leadership is so critical. And we kind of each developed a servant type leadership model. And mine started at West Point. Right away, I realized that I had 10 other or 11 other guys in my squad that nobody had ever been in the service. And it was my responsibility to step up and to help. So my focus shifted from, oh, poor me, to I got to help these other guys. And that's how I serve even today as a missionary overseas. You and I both had challenges at West Point. I lost my mom just a few months after our day, and it was people like you that came up next to me and encouraged me. So this model works both ways. Mm-hmm. And if you serve others with humility and grace, that comes back, in my opinion, tenfold.
The filmmaker, Guillermo del Toro, said this. He said, there is beauty and humility in imperfection. And when I think about our time at West Point, for those that are listening who are wondering, we've seen about the Army-Navy game, we've seen about these guys all look like they've got it together. The truth was we didn't, and our grades showed that. You and I weren't at the top of our class. We were, the imperfection of our life was that we had so many things to do that we were not just brainiac chemistry students. We weren't just engineering students who couldn't wait to see how many digits out from 3.14 they could memorize for the numerical value of pi. That wasn't even part of a pi was something I ate at dinner if the upperclassmen would let me eat it,
Right.
But for us, being able to go to Catholic Mass or go to Protestant Mass or go to a temple. The people of faith at West Point continued to carry that out. However, you and I hit some rocky roads when we did leave West Point. First off, your mother died while you were there. My mother attempted suicide when I was leaving West Point. In fact, it was one of the last things that I had to deal with. She survived and later became a follower of Jesus. But gosh, it was a difficult time. I can't imagine, with all the stresses and strains of mathematics, all the stresses and strains of military education, all the physical stuff that you and I had to go through, that we could have come out in any way other than being servant leaders. Can you?
There wasn't a choice for people like you and I. And I would say that for the vast majority of our classmates. I would be honored to be in the foxhole with any of them. And the West Point experience of that 4 years really carries forward. Now we're looking at our 45th reunion coming up this fall.
Yes, we are.
And it'll be so nice to see people, and we can catch right up, like we were standing next to each other in Beast Barracks in the same squad or same platoon. And it's because we experienced duty, honor, and country together for those years and follow on in the service. But West Point teaches you not only to be a leader in the Army, but it teaches you to lead in all walks of life. And so whether it's in the mission field now, or whether it's in a corporation, or whether you stayed in for 30 years, you still are that servant leader.
When we come back after this break, I'd like to talk about the transfer of that focus for both you and me into the Christian community. So more in a bit.
KTSY presents the all-new Stories Unveiled podcast, hosted by Ashley Sears, where she invites guests to discuss how God is impacting their lives right here in the Treasure Valley.
We talk about the purpose in every story and how to live in freedom from your past. Each episode, you're invited into a conversation about real life. If an issue is addressed in the Bible, then it's important to create a safe and supportive space to discuss it.
New episodes of the Stories Unveiled podcast are now available at ktsy.org/podcasts or listen at all major podcast providers.
The Stories Unveiled podcast is created in partnership with KTSY and Barefoot Media Ministries. For more encouragement and other podcasts, visit ktsy.org.
Well, welcome back to Just Around the Corner with Dennis Mansfield. My guest today is Kevin Jackson, a dear friend, a West Point classmate, a man who served in the military from being a private all the way to retiring as a colonel. But then his service changed direction. You had a tragedy in your life that involved your marriage breaking down. So at a certain point, Kevin, I was with you when your marriage began to crumble. And the very thing that was part of your duty, honor, country, service mentality was something that you wanted to continue by serving your wife at the time. But she would not go in that direction. She did not want what you wanted. And it was a real difficult time in your faith. But it was through that faith that you overcame that. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, when you take a vow to the Lord, and a marriage vow is in front of the Lord, I had to honor that all the way through, and it made it more difficult for me personally, individually, everything. But you know, I never lost touch with who God had in store for each and every one of us, and that's to love Him with all our heart and to share that with others. So it was through my deepest, darkest time, through that breakup, that I chose to go into the full-time missionary field overseas. And I remember saying, God, I know Your plan is perfect. I don't understand what's going on, but I'm willing to do whatever You want me to do. Even though I don't feel qualified to do it, I'm willing to. And you have to be careful when you say that, because the next thing you know, you're in a mud hut in Africa with the Maasai tribe, not knowing a language and serving Him. And so I consider it all joy, even the difficult times, because God's plan is perfect. And now I share, you know, I'm an ordained minister. I marry international people from China and the United States and Kenya. And none of that would have happened if I would have stepped away from God's plan.
You, for a season of your life, you were also involved in politics. You and I both served with a group called Focus on the Family. You happened to represent their interests in New Mexico, and I represented in the Pacific Northwest in the state of Idaho. What motivated you to continue that bridge of service to not only the ministry, but also to public policy?
Well, I'm talking to the person who first gave me a call on that. When you're in Utah, you're in Idaho, and I was in Washington, D.C. at the time, you said, you know, you may want to look into this. So I prayed hard on it.
Was that me?
And yes, I did come back to New Mexico and work public policy and, you know, fight for the good legislation and fight against the bad legislation. And people still call me to this day on bills that are being introduced. And yeah, I did serve leading our city for a while.
You were elected mayor of your city.
Yes.
And that was a great honor that the people of your community gave to you.
Yes. I wasn't a good politician because if it came down to a decision between what people wanted politically and what God wanted, I always sided with God. And oftentimes that's not a positive path to take, but I could only be true to him. And so now I don't put my name on an elected office to run anymore, but I encourage other people that have a good moral fiber background to serve other people. I just enjoy being overseas as a missionary, and I do some things back in New Mexico now, but not to the magnitude that I did.
Kevin, you know, the theme for this episode is the whole idea of friendship. What have you seen both in terms of the military, first off, military, then West Point, then the military, then business, then ministry, that has continued to knit you together with friends from each of those very different silos? What is it in you, and how do you do it so that those who are listening can be encouraged about how they can reconnect with old friends, develop a renewed relationship of friendship, and can initiate new friendships that will then last, you know, for years to come?
Well, you have to be true to yourself. Don't try to please everyone. Just be who you are, who God made you. And God gave each and every one of us talents and gifts, as strengths, and also weaknesses. And so don't be afraid to share those mistakes and those weaknesses. Just be real. And people know that, and people rely on that. I just had a lunch today with people that I was in high school with 50 years ago, and we're putting together our reunion. And it's so nice to be there and just be yourself.
Yeah.
And to learn every day. I learn from everybody. I'm going to learn from this experience on how I can be a better servant leader.
Yeah. Well, Kevin, I can tell you that for the almost five decades that you and I have had our pasts together, have had our presents together, and still have our futures together, that you've been one of the greatest encouragers in my life. When I ran for U.S. Congress a number of decades ago, you were there giving from our class your own saber to me from West Point as a statement that we support you. It was a great encouragement. I had a wonderful race. You were there for almost the entire last portion of it. Encouragement is something where the Apostle Paul says that we're to comfort one another with the same comfort that we ourselves have been comforted with. Who has been a couple of the greatest comforters in your life?
Well, Dennis, you're right up there. In fact, every time I look at my saber, which is right behind me in this picture, that was replaced to me by our class after I gave you my personal one. And my classmates have been a real encouragement for me. Early on, I was blessed with both my mother and father being strong Christian people that could encourage me. But along the way, I modeled myself after people that I respected. My karate instructor, General Andrew Goodpaster, who was our superintendent, mm-hmm. and who was instrumental in drafting the Potsdam Accord. World War II, you know, people like that had such great humility, but yet great strength. I have learned from, admire and respect.
Kevin Jackson, we're coming in for a landing for the folks that are seeking to be lifelong friends to folks, but maybe they haven't kept in close contact with the people that they've really loved over the years. What advice would you give them as we close off this episode of Just Around the Corner?
I would say take the first step. my Ricondo buddy from West Point. I just recently called, and I hadn't talked to him in 40 something years. Make that first step. And my first roommate in company G4, I reached out to, and just let him know you're thinking about him and that you miss him, and things reignite, because you know the world is not getting it to be an easier place. Mm-hmm. So we need to rely on good friendships, prayer partners, people that can come up next to us in what I call the good, bad, and ugly of life. And I am honored, Dennis, to call you one of those friends. That means everything to me. I just called you last week on some issues that we needed to pray on and talk about. And that's invaluable. So I would encourage everyone to expand that realm of people, friends that you had. Nobody's going to hang up on you and say, "Oh, sorry, where were you the last 40 years?"
No, they're not. They'll be surprised.
Just reach out.
Well, my mother used to say, "The world is wide and has no end. It's hard to find a constant friend. So when you find one who is new, forsake not the old one for the new." Mm-hmm. And so, Kevin, I am thankful. I'm grateful that you could be on our podcast. You're an encourager's encourager. And as our listeners are trying to figure out, well, how do I get encouraged? I would like to invite everybody to go onto my website, dennismansfield.com, and click on to subscribe to our newsletter. Kevin, you receive that on a regular basis, I think a couple times a month. And I know you've told me that it's been a great encouragement to you.
It has. It really has.
Oh, that's so good to hear. Kevin, thank you so much for being on the show. It is with great honor that I say we're counting the days off until October when we can be at West Point together.
Absolutely. We'll have you and Susan up in the West Point Army balloon.
Love to be a part of it. Kevin, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, Colonel Kevin Jackson, retired, a godly man, a great patriot, and a fellow who is a friend of the people who are his friend are the luckiest people in the world. I am one of them. God bless you guys. Thank you for listening to Just Around the Corner with Dennis Mansfield. We're part of the KTSY Podcast Network. And as such, I'd like to thank Brian Yeager, producer Grady Sapp, Kevin McNeese, and all the fine folks who are part of bringing this podcast to you. As such as well, I'd like to thank Colin Mansfield and Kevin Miller in the Morning. What a team that I get to work with.